Good morning, Boston. This is Amy, and you're listening to WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is We'll Put a Pin in This. It has been a long time since I've been back. I don't know. I think, ever since classes started, I had a slot that interfered with one of my classes, so I couldn't go. Because, you know, academics first, I guess. But now we're back. I got a new slot. This should be pretty consistent every Friday, 10 a.m., for those of you who are concerned. But, yeah, welcome. Welcome to the new time slot. Welcome to a new season as well of the weather, not my show. But, yeah, it is that time of year again. It's exciting. It's upsetting. I don't really know how to feel, but I am seeing some of the leaves turn. I was concerned that I was going to be a shrivel up and die fall, like a brown leaf fall, but I think it should be a pretty medium, half brown, half colors. I don't know. We'll see how it goes, but this stuff is very important. I feel like it's good for everyone's morale, so I'm hoping for a red leaf fall. I feel like we haven't had one of those in a while. But yeah, you just heard Every Rule from Charlie XCX's Crash album. And I like that song. It's one of the less poppy hype songs, if you will. But I'd recently started listening to it a lot, and I like it, so hopefully you did too. Let's see. I have a very random mix of songs, as I usually do for you guys, but we're gonna get started. Next up, we have Face Like Thunder by The Japanese House, and hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
I couldn't speak, so I slid while I looked for a word, but you left just before I could find it. I sat by myself and I stared at the pictures of you on the wall. I kissed the floor, curled up in a ball. There's nothing coming. Sentence to death.
Okay, that was Face Like Thunder by the Japanese House. I hope you guys enjoyed. That was off of Swim Against the Tide. Swim Against the Tide. That came out funny. But yeah, that's one of their older albums. I don't know exactly how old it is, but I do know that much. Now, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked the fade out for that song. Like, it sounded like... I'm really bad at describing music, for one, and I hope you guys can bear with me on that one, but that is something that I need to work on. So, I don't know, the faint bells that were, like, ethereal bells, there we go. Something like that. Sounded very, like, fairy-like. But yeah, that reminds me, there is this gala event that's happening, and I'm excited. I feel like we needed something like this to get everybody, I don't know, excited as well. So I have nothing to wear, but it's gonna be fun, and I'm gonna look for some stuff. I'm gonna thrift something maybe, but I did get reminded from that because Noosh was talking about fairies and Halloween, and I feel like fairies are, it's a good costume. It's a good costume. I was telling her it's a cop-out, but at the same time, is it? I don't know. It's a fun costume. So, I also heard a crash, like, in my headphones, but I didn't hear one outside, so that's mysterious. But yeah, I don't know. If any of you guys are listening and also, going to this event, / don't have anything to wear, I don't know. Let me know. We can go thrifting together or something. Or make it. I don't go to the craft center, like, guess we can get creative on this one. Anyway, we have our next song coming up. Don't want to talk too much. We have Benefits of Lying in parentheses with Your Friends, and this is The Apples in Stereo off of Her Wallpaper. I don't know how to say this. It says reverie, maybe. My mom's gonna kill me. But yeah, so this is Benefits of Lying with Your Friends. I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
Away like the fade on the radio song, and everything I try pass me by, like the tide seems to rise, then it's gone. Still there's something to be said for company. Find myself, and there's no one there. Sometimes I can see myself, I can be myself with a friend. Now every day I write, close my eyes, and my mind fills with complications. And everywhere I go, pass by slow. And there's no one there. Sometimes I can be myself, I can see myself with a friend now, a friend now. Thank you.
Okay, that was Benefits of Lying with Your Friends by The Apples in Stereo. Hope you guys like that one. I like that one. I don't know, that's why I played it, but I found it a couple days ago, and yeah, I don't know. Good stuff. And I do want to out myself here and tell you guys that I have been fiddling on my Instagram trying to figure out how to put the link on for the past, maybe not that long, but too long. I don't know how to use Instagram stories, and it's hurting me. I'm not going to be able to rise up, I guess. But no, actually, I'm going to do it. Next song, you guys will look up and you're going to see on my story, my nice little what's it called? Branding thing? I don't know. I'm going to make a poster. A lot of people have really cool graphic design-esque posters or like things that they made in Figma that they just like plop up on their story, and they all look super well done, and it's like kind of creative too. So that should be fun. I have some ideas already, but yeah, okay, here we go. We have Cemetery Gates. It says that there's more to that title. 2011 remastered. That's what we're doing now. So this is off The Queen is Dead. This is The Smiths. Sorry, Harrison. I know. I think it's The Smiths that we have beef with, but I don't know. It's Morrissey. But yeah, here we go. We have Cemetery Gates. Hope you guys enjoy.
But it's only days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread it's sunny days, so I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side. Wild, wild is on mine. So we go inside and we gravely read the stones. All those people, all those lives, where are they now? With a love and hate and passions just like mine. They were born and then they lived and then they died. Seems so unfair, I want to cry. You, sir, throws the sundown salutation to the dawn, and you claim these words as your own. But I've read well and I've heard them said 100 times, maybe less, maybe more. If you must write pros and cons, the words you use should be around. Don't plagiarize or take on loan. But there's always someone somewhere with a big nose who knows and trips you up and laughs when you fall. Will trip you up and laugh when you fall. From whence was ripped some dizzy whore 1804. I dread it's sunny days, so let's go where we're happy and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Oh, Keats and Yeats are on your side. I dread it's sunny days, so let's go where we're wanted and I'll meet you at the cemetery gates. Keats and Yeats are on your side, but you lose, cause where the lover wild is on the mind.
Okay, that was Cemetery Gates, 2011 remastered. And yeah, guys, I did not lie. I figured out the link. It is up on my story. So for those of you who care, I don't know. That's a thing. But yeah, I don't know. We have a lot of different types of music here. We're already... Okay, we have more time than I thought I did. So it's not even PSA time. I guess this means that I have to go on another ramble, doesn't it now? But yeah, I guess everything is very different with school starting. I have to say, it's nice to see everyone hustling and bustling around. And I love this time of year that it's still nice out. I feel like everybody takes it for granted because in the winter, you do not see people outside. Or, like, you see, like, one person. You're like, I don't know. Where are the other 10,000 people that go here? They're inside. But, yeah, I don't know. Still appreciating this weather. And, yeah, we have less mice in our house now. We had one the other week who was running around our counter and leaving. He was pooping too, like it was a biohazard, but he hasn't been seen since. Like, I don't know, everything's falling into place. No mice, the school, the schoolwork, I don't know, it's good. But yeah, and oh, my mom came this weekend and we saw New Order and Pet Shop Boys, and I'll just go through the concerts that I'm gonna see semi-soon. So that was really fun. I have to say, New Order was not that good at performing. I don't know, something was very off. You're probably hearing the train right now. I don't know if you actually did hear that, but we're right by the station. Anyway, yeah, so, New Order was mid. I hate to say it. And Pet Shop Boys, they were awesome. I don't know their music as well. But their performance was great. Like, they're two crazy dudes. They had some sick costumes. But yeah, next in October, and I need to check on when, we're seeing Ween, which is going to be super fun because it's the Halloween concert. I don't know if people dress up, but I'm going to look into it. Lots of dressing up coming up. Not gonna let that, I don't know what it's called. When it sneaks up on you. When Halloween sneaks up on you and then you have to go out in like a garbage bag because you have nothing, you have no costume. That's always fun. I'm gonna be on top of this here, guys, I promise. But yeah, so we're seeing Ween, and actually that song, Benefits of Lying with Your Friends, reminded me of Ween a little bit. So, and we do have a Ween song coming up, so get excited. And then the last thing I'm going to say before we go on to the next song is going to All Things Go in DC, which is going to be interesting. I'm excited. I haven't really traveled much this year yet, this school year at least. And yeah, it's going to be a quick trip to DC, meeting some of my home friends. And my friend from GW basically they screwed her with housing. And she had to get an apartment, and I think she's better off now, honestly. They have a pool and a gym, like, in the building, and I know it's gonna be cold, but I hope they have a hot tub. That's the hope. But yeah, All Things Go is, in DC. It's like King Princess, Mitski, Bleachers. I know we have mixed feelings on Bleachers, but, yeah. I have a couple, oh lord. So I tried to sprinkle a couple of those in there because I was having a lot of trouble making a set list for you guys. But yeah, here we go. We have a Lord song now. This is Secrets from a Girl. And yeah. Oh, I think it's who said, never mind. I'll fill in the title later. I know there's another half to that, but here we go. Secrets from a Girl off of Solar Power.
Having two drinks then leaving. It's a funny thing that you never gain self-control. Guess it's been a while since you last said sorry. Crying in the dark at your best friend's party. You've had enough, gotta turn the lights up, go home. Couldn't wait to turn 15. Then you're blinking, it's been 10 years. Growing up a little at a time and all at once. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. You can take him if you want him, he's a judge. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl. Secrets from a girl who's seen it all. Remember all the hurt you would feel when you weren't desired. Doing anything. Remember what you thought was grief before you got the call. Baby, gonna once, gonna feel the pain for ya. You're gonna love again, so just try staying open. And when the time comes, you'll fall. Yeah, when the time comes, you'll fall. Your dreams and inner visions, all your mystical ambitions, they won't let you down. Do your best to trust the other race of life. Everybody wants the best for you, but you gotta want it for yourself. My love, couldn't wait to turn 15, then you just go. Secrets from a ghost. From the girl, I've seen it. Secrets from the girl. Secrets from the girl, I've seen it. Secrets from the girl. Secrets from the girl. Secrets from the girl, I've seen it all. Welcome to Sadness. Temperature is unbearable until you face it. Thank you for flying with Strange Airlines. I will be your tour guide today. Your emotional baggage can be picked up at carousel number 2. But please be careful so it doesn't fall onto someone you love. When we've reached your final destination, I will lead you to it. You'll be fine. I'm just gonna show you in, and you can stay as long as you need to get familiar with the feeling. And then when you're ready, I'll be outside and we can go look at Sunrise by Euphoria mixed with Existential Vertigo.
Okay, so we had two songs there. One of those was the Lorde song, Secrets from a Girl Who's Seen It All. That was the other half. And the other one was Loner by Daywave. I think that was an EP. And yeah, so I forgot about that airplane bit at the end of Secrets from a Girl. I think it's pretty unique. I don't know if I like it. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't have any right to slander Lorde's music, though, because I have no musical capabilities myself. And again, I know I'm rambling a lot, guys. I'm sorry. I'm gonna tone it down a little bit. I think it's because I haven't been on air in, 3 weeks. I'm just excited about it. So, yeah, I don't know. Next up, we do have that Ween song. It's called Pork Roll Egg and Cheese, and it's off of the pod. It's older, and it's a little bit funky. Not saying that it's funk music. Definitely not that. It's just got a cool voice filter on it. But now we have, it is 10:30. It is PSA time. So I flipped to the back of the book, something I rarely do, and we have a vegetarian PSA for you guys. So, are we ready? We have, did you know that you could save 100 animals per year by adopting a meat-free diet? That's right, going vegetarian saves animal lives as well as your own. And if that's not appealing enough, it's tasty, easy, and can be incredibly inexpensive too. I can second that. From living in the house. And to start off, you're saving real money at the grocery store while eating healthier. PETA, I think that's PETA or PETA, will send you a free vegetarian starter kit. So what do you say? Just Google free vegetarian starter kit and go to PETA website link, then fill out the form to receive a free copy of PETA's vegetarian vegan starter kit. Either one, I think. And view the or online version too, so you don't have to get the print one. Yeah, everything from recipes to tips on eating out to healthy information and videos. That's PETA.org. Okay. That felt wrong. That felt like an ad instead of a PSA. But I do know eating vegetarian is better for the environment by a lot, and it is cheaper, and I can say that it is easier for me from someone who doesn't know how to cook. And I know cooking meat is not that hard. You just kind of put it in the pan. It depends on what it is. It really does, but I don't know. Maybe eat less meat. My dad is really big on that. So, but yeah, carbon footprint. Guys, this girl at squash camp tried to convince me to become vegan, and then she made me watch all of these, cowspiracy videos. I don't know. I'm pretty in the middle. Just don't go overboard on the meat. I don't know. That's my 2 cents on that. But yeah, we have pork roll, egg, and cheese. And if anybody's listening who has my number, feel free to text me, Songrex. It's always fun to cater to the crowd. So, oh my god. Okay, yep, getting text already. Okay, so now we have Pork Roll and Cheese by Ween. Here we go.
Pork roll, egg and cheese. rolled egg and cheese, if you please, on a casserole bun.
Okay, that was pork roll, egg, and cheese. And as, yeah, you can probably tell, like, that one is a little weird. They did something to their voices there. I remember, like, making my own songs on my iPad, and then I found that song, and I was like, wow, that sounds just like the iPad effect on my GarageBand. Not to discredit Ween, but I don't know, I thought that was funny when I figured that out. But yeah, okay, we got a request from Matt. We got the Backseat Lovers, and I only know Kilby Girl, so, oh, I do know Maple Syrup, actually, and Pool House. I lied, okay. So we're gonna put that on the back of the list, and that will be played in a little bit. Next up, we have King Princess, we have Talia, and yeah, I don't know, this one is, I believe, a single. But I'm just getting ready. I'm just getting in the spirit for this concert because, I don't know, gotta do my homework. But yeah, here we go. Talia, enjoy, everybody.
Hey, my love, buried you a month or two ago. I keep thinking that you're standing on my floor, that you're waiting there for me. Hey, my love, you've walked out 100 times, how was I supposed to know this time that you wouldn't come, that you wouldn't come home? But for drinks I'm wasted, I can see you dancing. I can lay down next to you at the foot of my bed. If I drink enough, I can taste your lipstick. I can lay down next to you, but it's all in my head. If I drink enough, I swear that I will wake up next to you. When you left, you took my bestest friends away, and in this mess, I think I dug 1,000 graves, Talia. I hope you're happy anyway. But for drinks, I'm wasted. I can see you dancing. At the foot of my bed, if I drink enough, I can taste your lipstick. I can lay down next to you, but it's all in my head. But for drinks, I'm wasted. I can see you dancing.
Okay, that was Talia by King Princess. Yeah, that one's a fun one. I feel like I should have saved that till the end, honestly. But yeah, we have, honestly, let's see. We have a little bit of Hippocampus coming up, And we have a little bit of I Might Do Peach Pit. We're getting to the end of the episode where I have a bunch of songs left and I have to pick which ones I have to play because you know how it goes. I always put too many. But yeah, let's see. Oh, and Jay said there was dead air for a little bit, so hopefully that's not true, but if it is, my bad. But next up, we have Baseball by Hippocampus, and yeah, I'll let this one speak for itself. This is off of Warm Glow, and yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
I saw a cigarette contend. It was the smell of death that kept strolling in. Maybe that headed back to yours, that held me back from keeping score. There goes that moon, boys, like a jungle with all sleeves moving. Split down that long back, you would have thought that if you got in the womb. True blue with the fist of your little kiss of wish things were heavy. That's fine in the end, though, where all our friends go, we can never be ready. About the jewels, some win a linen in the sheets. Though the tongue tastes good, my grammar's falling from the cheeks. There goes that moon, boys, looking jumpy with all sleeves rolling. Split down that long back, you would have thought that if you got in the womb. True blue with the fist up, your little kiss up, wish things were heavy. That's fine in the end, though, where our friends go, we can live if you're ready. Was wrong. We're friendly kids. Chakras playing hopscotch, anxiety growing. Some cause the framework of a sunset, a yellow man out of gray. My bones are tired of the body that woke me up today. There goes that moon, boys, looking jumpy with all sleeves growing. Split down that long back, you would have thought that if you got from the womb. Shoot through with the fist up, your little kiss up, wish things were heavy. That's fine in the end, though, where our friends go, we can live if you're ready.
Okay, that song's always a good time. I actually knew that song, but not by name, and then I figured it out, like, today. So that's a dub. But yeah, what is going on? I think there's a lot of stuff that needs to be planned, and the issue is that I'm so bad at planning. So all these things are coming up, like, not really, but spring break, winter break, all of the breaks, all of the trips. So bad at planning these, so I need to step up my game, really, and I don't know, what are people doing for spring break this year? I know everybody has, like, a different week off, which sucks, because especially for, like, family stuff, you can't, like, do anything, but I mean, I guess you're not doing family stuff on spring break necessarily. Maybe I'll that's winter break, but I mean, you can do family stuff on spring break, but yeah, I don't know, Puerto Rico, maybe? Miami, but, or maybe I'll stay here. Let me know, guys. What should I do? Maybe I'll figure this out. I'll get back to you guys. Also, another thing. If you have any theme ideas, always love doing that. And I think I was talking to Jay the other day about how there's no fall music, and I don't totally agree, but fall music is just sad. Like, it's somber, or it's calm, or it's sad. So if you guys find any fall music that's, like, upbeat, I'm very curious, because I can't think of anything off the top of my head. And yeah, so lots of different things. We have a couple songs left for you guys. I'm gonna play Growing/Dying because that was requested. That's by the Backseat Lovers. And yeah, I don't know this song, but I'm gonna trust it. I trust it. And I hope you guys enjoy. Here we go.
On the windowsill reflect my state of mind, growing and dying all the time. Against it.
Okay, all good things here. I think I never heard that, but I really like it, and it really fit what we were doing today. So good job with that pick. I really liked it. Yeah, okay, also, Puerto Rico is going through a devastating hurricane right now, so never mind about what I said. That sucks, and I didn't realize that, and I'm gonna read the news more, and I hope everyone is okay, and I hope everyone's families, everyone I know, or everyone in Puerto Rico is okay, hopefully. I know that's never a guarantee with hurricanes, and I don't know. I just, like, hurricanes are just, natural disasters are the worst. Like, there's nothing you can do to stop that, and then you just don't know when it's going to happen. But yeah, all right, that was my bad. Okay, next up we have a couple different options. We have some Peach Pit. I think I'm going to do, this is Pass It On by The Coral off of Magic and Medicine. And we have a couple, I think we have time for three more. So we're going to do Pass It On. And then I have an ending song that I just queued, I'm excited about. But here we go. This is Pass It On. Enjoy, guys.
Till boulders turn to lead, then all the tales will be told whilst you and I are in the cold. But don't think this is the end, cause it's just begun, my friend. And when it's done and all this is gone, just find a feeling, pass it on. For every tear cried in shame, there'll be someone else to blame. And every crime that I commit, there'll be a punishment to fit. But I'd accept what's coming round if I could only lose this sound that's been ringing in my ears and tormenting me for years. When it's done and all this is gone, just find a feeling, pass it on.
Okay, that was Pass It On by The Coral, and that was a quick, that was like 2 minutes long, so I don't know, that one's fun. But guys, I just realized this, that Anna has a cat in her house, and its name is Twiggy, and I love that so much. And my landlord did suggest to us to buy a cat before she said that she would get an exterminator for the mice, which, I don't know how I feel about that. And I don't think we're getting a cat because we have some people who are kind of allergic, but maybe at some point in the future. I'm so scared of, like, killing it by accident, though. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen there. But yeah, so apparently Anna has a cat, and I do want to go on one last ramble before we are out of the studio. I started watching Glee again, and so I was alone doing work on the couch. I was watching Glee, and then more and more people started coming, and I don't know. We don't usually spend too much time in the living room, but I don't know. Glee did it for everybody, and it was interesting. I did not remember it being so weird. Like, it's such a feel-good show. Yes, there's a lot of things wrong with, like, the people who were in it, and that's, I don't know, like, I'm not, the show is something separate from that, so I'm trying to look at it like that. But I don't know, like, Mr. Shu is creepy, guys. Like, the internet was right. I didn't realize, but I'm now seeing that on my second watch, and I'm kind of scared to see, like, what's gonna happen as I progress. But I don't think I'm gonna get that far. I'm probably gonna start another show. But yeah, that was my little Glee rant, and we have one more song for you guys. This is so predictable, but it's I Like America and America Likes Me. This is by the 1975. I feel like you gotta end on a high note. This is off of A Brief Inquiry into Online Relationships, and yeah, I really like this one. It's fun to turn up really loud in the car, so if you're in the car, turn it up really loud. I have hearing problems and I still do it. But yeah, here we go. And guys, if you liked, really quick, if you liked that King Princess song that I played, I think you would like Becky So Hot by Fletcher. That one's explicit, otherwise I would have played it. And if you enjoyed the show, I'm going to be back here next week, Friday, 10 a.m., so feel free to tune back in and tell your friends. But yeah, thank you guys for tuning in, and I hope you guys like this last song. I'll see you next week.
I'm scared of dying.